My name is Glenys Briggs. I'm a Yorta Yorta Tangarang woman from Victoria. For this project, for my pieces that I've called Great Grandmother's Stories, because I've been handed down stories from my grandmother and my mother in regards to my great-grandmother and the relatives around her, has left me with such a passion to tell these stories and pass on the histories, because there are stories that are hidden and can be quite dark. But these stories need to be told, and I keep telling them. I grew up on Aboriginal reserve called Kamaragunja. That's my father's land, is the Yorta Yorta land. And it was along the banks of the Murray River on the border of Victoria and New South Wales, about 50 k's from Echuca. I grew up from a young girl till I was 14 and lived on that Aboriginal reserve. I left there at 14 and went to high school. It was a very scary change, because I went from being just secluded with my own people and my own family to a strange school where I had to travel on a bus, then go to school in this huge school with so many students and so many new people. It was a real culture shock for me. There's a lot of stories that I haven't yet written or haven't yet printed or painted. One story that my mother told me when she was a little girl, she used to travel around with all her siblings in a wagon with my grandmother and my grandfather. My grandfather, he used to work on fences or shearing or whatever you could do. But then they used to keep on the move because my grandfather, his father was Irish and he was fair-skinned, and some of the children were fair-skinned. I mean, I'm not real dark. There was always this fear that the children would be taken if authorities sort of caught up with them. So they kept on the move a lot. As the children got older, my great-grandmother said that Nana should bring the children home, and she was on the Aboriginal reserve at the time. So she went back there, but my grandfather wasn't allowed because his skin was too fair. She had to live without her father, and the only chance that she got to see him was her grandmother had permission to go off Kamaragunja Aboriginal Reserve to see my grandfather. There's lots of stories that nobody knows what has happened, and I'd like to tell those stories too. A lot of my art reflects my connection to my family, not just my immediate family, but my extended family and my family who have passed on. The dilly bag, to me, is a symbol of, is the holder of our cultural and stories and histories. So that's the dilly bag symbolises that. It can also can be the holder of sacred knowledge, where my great-grandmother had a medicine bag. Wasn't something that she would tell stories about, because it was sacred to her and about her healing. So the dilly bag is a symbol of the holder of our stories. Actually, I've used lots of different techniques. I've painted it, used it in different paintings and in different printmakings. So there are lots of different ways I've used the image and used different techniques to present it. As an Indigenous artist, I'm also an educator, and I'm telling my stories. This is what my art's all about, to tell the stories. So that dilly bag, that symbol of the holder of stories, is very important to me. There's so many stories left to tell. That bag is just bursting at the seams.